You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for our DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements. Sean will be chatting to Gavin Hardick from Abuco. Good morning, Sean. Welcome.
Good morning.
And good morning, Gavin. Welcome
good morning.
Welcome to Zone Radio, the voice of the valley.
It's been a while. I've been a headless chicken in this silly season. So busy.
That time of the year.
Yeah, so I thought I would just show my face.
Yes, we'd be missing you.
So we got Gavin from Abuco Long Beach. I would say one of our more prominent hardwares in the valley. Been around for years, and I think you've grown. I think I know a little bit of your history of where you started there.
Yes.
Maybe you want to tell
you're
part of the furniture.
It was around 2008 that I originally went there, and then I was there for about 3 or 4 years. That was with Jeremy Bagshaw at the time. It was a joint venture concept then. I then left and I went to our head office where I was a franchise manager for Timber City.
Okay.
And then the opportunity opened up that the manager rest had left here, and then I came back, and that was a good odd 6 years ago.
And if I recall it, it was originally Penny Pinchers.
It was originally Penny Pinchers, and then we bought the Iliad Group, which is the Abuco brand, and then we opted to change to their name because there were more stores, obviously a marketing.
And a different brand, yeah.
And a different brand, freshen it up, and yeah.
And did you always start on the managerial, or did you kind of work your way?
No, I started at the bottom and worked my way up from stock control, receiving, dispatch, the whole spiel.
That makes a good manager, because now you...
Doing everything that anyone else in your business can do, absolutely.
Exactly. So they can't bullshit the bull.
Literally, beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Sorry, one of those things. Let's talk about tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
So power tools, yeah, it's a big category in our business. You know, what is a power tool? A power tool is basically a handheld electric device that makes your workings much easier, more professional, more precise. It just makes the job easier. I mean, you obviously use a lot of power tools on site, and
we also break a lot of power tools.
Yes, that's also part of the process. So I think we need to just maybe put it down into two categories. Let's start off with your DIY versus obviously that of your industrial. So what is a DIY tool? DIY tool is, first of all, it's normally the guy that buys the tool is the guy that uses it.
Yes, and I think the guidance comes in here, because if a novice handyman, DIY, the wife wants a project done on a weekend, go fetch me a tool,
yes,
and he has no clue.
Exactly.
And then he looks at these lovely things, and then...
And there's so much of variety, and it's very
difficult. The right tool for the job.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what it all goes down to. So with your DIY tools, you can say they're being used, you know, weekend, maybe once or twice during the week, and it's not something that's used on an everyday basis like that of a contractor's tool.
Yes, yes.
Industrial side.
Yeah.
So obviously you'll start off with your most common one is your drill, then you go to your grinders, and you go to your jigsaws, and as I said, the list just goes on and on. It's a very wide range of products.
And also safety wise I know even these little baby grinders, I know the biggest
safety
biggest
wise
worry,
absolutely.
Do the guys give a little bit of in-house
so we always
guidance,
say you've got to read the instructions first. This is, you know, a typical male thing. We must read the instructions.
Oh, no, we just want to put it in and go.
The biggest thing with your power tools is your safety guards and rails. Make sure that you have them on. If you're working an angle grinder with no guard in it, and that blade snaps, which it happens, you've got problems.
I've seen it often. It's like, oh no, I can't get into that corner. Let me just take the guard off and I'm going to get into that corner.
Yes.
Yeah, especially with cutting metal.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And that can, people use,
and the usual safety. So with every tool comes safety gear that
is
required for that tool or in general. They must just go chat to the guys in the shop.
No, absolutely. So obviously with regards to which tool you need, it also depends on what you're doing. So if you're drilling a hole in a wall of 20 mil thick, it's going to be a different application to drilling a 6 millimeter hole to hang a picture.
Exactly.
So obviously you need to know what you are looking to do, and then obviously explain that to your salesperson, and they'll be able to give you the best recommendation, DIY or industrial. And the DIY side,
let's talk range. I mean, I know the range.
So there's many ranges out there. What we have chosen to opt with is Ryobi for the slightly cheaper range of products, and then we do the Makita. Makita obviously is more of your top end.
Yes.
And then in the middle to the high end, we do a Bosch.
Bosch always good.
So, as a supplier, the biggest thing with regards to power tools for us is how is the backup service from the supplier? Because a tool is going to get abused on site and we need to then send it for repairs or to have it checked out. So Ryobi and Makita are very good at that. I mean, they've always got vehicles out, so that slows the process down of obviously a tool off-site is going to cause downtime.
Yeah, look, you do get the odd occasion of a failure. It does happen, fault or...
Otherwise, it's a user fault.
Yeah, so, like you say, they have to drill into a concrete wall, but they're using a cordless drill with no hammer.
Exactly, yes. No, these things stop working. Yes, no, these things happen. Yeah. So obviously, with regards to your DIY, I mean, it's going to be used, the drill like that's going to be used for drilling holes in walls and maybe putting a couple of screws in and that sort of thing. So the technology in drills is also... changed over the last decade or so with regards to brushless motors.
Cordless,
that's the big thing now. Obviously, with Eskom doing its thing, guys are now, you get like one battery that will fit 30 different tools.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's the way things are starting to move now. Our cordless range is starting to pick up a lot more to our corded range, and that's purely because of the guys can work when Eskom's doing their thing.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to carry extension leads that always get faulty. And
then your long extension leads on a generator also causes problems with your power tools.
Exactly, yeah.
So not the generator, it's actually the extension lead, because, I mean, all generators have that AVRs now, your automatic voltage regulators. Yeah.
Certain tools are not, advised to be used with the generator.
Yeah. So the cordless world is big because with the design of those drills and so forth, you're getting a lot more torque in your drill at slower speeds,
yes,
which is very important if you're putting decking down or something like that, but you're using, obviously,
hardwood. You want to move around quickly.
Absolutely. So the technologies have changed. They've improved that you can just touch the trigger of the drill and you can make that drill spin very slowly.
And those new impact drills, I mean, they are so potent. They give more power than most rotary drills.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, the technologies are improving, tremendously.
Yeah. And then there are obviously bits that come with it.
All your bits.
The right kind of bits.
Yes.
I go through a lot of bits and spend that little bit of extra money.
And get yourself a decent bit. The cheap Chinese ones are going to, function, drilled in a couple of holes, but the tungsten on the tip is going to wear off a lot quicker.
And I often get it. I buy a whole set 2 hours later, boss, we need more. I said, no. Go German.
So, and then obviously your power tool, whatever accessory you're putting into your power tool is very important. If you're using a blunt blade, you're going to cause stress on the tool.
And listen to the motor.
Even on your blades for using on an angle grinder, your cutting disc, the steel discs and so forth, the
chop saws,
the diamond tip blades, diamond tip discs. Mm. I mean, even those you're supposed to cut for like 15, 20 seconds and pull away, let it cool. That also just reduces the wear and tear on your actual machine.
But sharp blades make for easier
sharp
work.
Blades make for much better work. It's a better finish on your work as well as...
Better for the machine.
Better for the machine.
Yeah. Going to servicing, say it's not a broken item, it's something that needs to be serviced. Can they bring it
in? You must understand.
I'm talking about the higher end now. This will be Makita or a good Bosch.
Yeah. So any power tool is exactly the same as a car. It's got a running engine, it's got gears. You have to service your car.
Brushes,
all of that sort of thing. So you have to service a car the same way you should be servicing a power tool. Mm. The amount of wear and tear, specifically on grinders, the dust that gets into the grinder,
sanding machine,
And that's also one of the big things where the tools come back is because they're not being opened, cleaned out, and abused. So obviously on the DIY side, servicing of it's not that important as because you're not using it as much. Mm. But obviously on your industrial side, if you're using a grinder 2-3 hours in a day, you should be servicing it, I'm going to say, every year.
And that would be your plumbers, electricians.
Plumbers, electricians, yeah. The guys like chasing walls, the tilers, the builders. I mean, the grinder is the most abused tool on site.
I would suggest spend good money, Makita grinding or a DeWalt. Yeah. Or
I would go definitely Bosch. If you're too, for the as I said, the industrial side, if you're using it every day, don't go with a cheap handyman.
You're going to waste your money.
You're just wasting your money. Rather go for your Makita, get a decent one that will obviously last a lot longer.
Bosch has improved a lot. I've been the industrial part of Bosch.
No, they have. We're starting to dabble in a lot more now, and it's a good brand. They've been around forever and a day. The only problem we struggle with them is their backup service.
Which is strange, was that they've been around for so long.
Yes, no, they have. They have, but this is something they have been...
Especially in the Cape. Maybe it's a Western Cape issue.
But they've had this issue for many years. Mm. I mean, I've been dealing with them for decades, and it's always the same issue. But their tools are good.
And if other brands, you have access... I know Buco is nationwide. So
absolutely. We've got some stores bringing in Inco and all these other...
It's Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, yes. That is through UPAT Fisher.
Okay.
American brand, very good. Not as popular here.
Yeah, but it was somehow linked to Makita, isn't it? It was like a...
It was at some stage, but now, as far as I know, the agent for them is Fisher, UPAT.
Okay. Yes, okay. And DeWalt?
DeWalt, also very good. I know a lot of the higher companies use them because they're very, they can take a good beating. Mm. Unfortunately, from our side, we've opted to go with, these three ranges because it's, there's so many different suppliers you can bring in.
Yes.
So we've just opted to go with these ones because these are the relationships we want to build.
But if there's a client in the Valley, he can come talk to you and see what you can offer.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have access to the others, but this is our strategic alignment with those suppliers.
If you walk in the shop, you'll find Makita, Bosch.
Makita, Bosch, and Ryobi. Yeah.
Bosch also has a entry level.
Yes, we've DIY started range. To get some of the cordless stuff in also. Yeah, that's the green range.
Green range, yeah.
That we haven't really dabbled in. We're just dabbling more of the industrial to semi-industrial. Yeah.
Would the green range then be for a DIY
purely DIY.
So you would suggest to whoever comes in, you would sort of suggest...
Yes, well, then I would push them to Ryobi
because
that's more of your DIY. Ryobi does do an industrial range also.
As well, yeah.
But it's not as popular as the ranges of Makita and so forth with regards to the contractor because, that's where we sell a lot more tools to our contractors.
Because like you said, for DIY, you're not going to use it that often. It's just correct. When your wife needs something done or but you need to do maintenance on your
home. They say they don't use it often, but, those tools really do not last. Okay, if you put in pictures up on the wall, I think it's fine.
Yes. A grinder, it's going to do a couple of cuttings here and there.
Yeah.
But I also find on your DIY tools, their bearings and their gears are not as good. So when you're holding a little 115 grinder, that thing's loud and it shakes in your hand. But if you're getting a decent grinder with decent bearings and gears.
A little bit more power as well.
A bit more power. It's so much better to work with. It's quieter. It just gives you a better feel.
So you would then tell them what product would you suggest to a DIY to use?
We're always going to try and upsell because it's business. But as I said, the DIY side is it's great, but it's if you're going to be doing it, reusing it every day on a regular basis, it's not for you.
But it's still there because our economy is at its weird.
Well, that's the other thing because now you're getting the guys that are trying to buy that DIY item and use it every day on a site and because it's a bit cheaper. I mean, I know a lot of builders that are buying, they'll buy a cheap grinder.
And a small grinder.
A big grinder and a small grinder. They'll use it for a job on the site and then throw it away afterwards.
Exactly.
That's also happening.
Yeah.
As opposed to spending So you can spend 1,200 rand on a grinder.
Look, it's those tools. That's those tools that get abused. Your big rotary drills, you know,
yes.
the jackhammer drills, and your big grinders.
Yes.
But again, I've had a Makita for years, it's given me not one day.
So I just want to touch also, as I said, the cordless market. That I think is where we are going. Mm.
Pricey.
Yes.
Initially to start.
To start with. Your outlay.
The batteries alone.
The batteries, yeah. And obviously your different batteries, your 1 amp hour to, and obviously the higher 18, your amp
18,
hour.
18 volts now.
What's also 20. Clever what they're doing now is you can buy, geez, Makita's doing lawnmowers, weed eaters.
Exactly, yeah. Chainsaws.
You, same with the same 18 volt battery, but the thing is you put in two of them and it obviously pushes the voltage up to 36 volts, giving them more power.
Yes. Yes, I've seen those.
Have you seen them? No, it's next level. They even got coffee machines, radios, lights, all sorts of things.
Well, look at our cars. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or
yeah.
Elon Musk. So,
yeah, so obviously the battery technology has also changed. I mean, we had the old lithium, not the lithium, the acid batteries back in the day.
Now it's lithium.
Now it's all lithium iron. It's all fast charge. So, you know, you can charge a battery within an hour and a half.
Look, I use my Makita cordless, and it's I have three batteries lined up. I've got four batteries. So the guys are just charging.
They just don't stop
working. Charge, go.
No, that's it. That's I think the way things are eventually going to go. Mm. I mean, it's big in the States.
Even your circular source, you get the...
Absolutely. Yeah. No, battery, of course, the battery-operated ones.
Yeah.
The grinder, I would say, I would still try and keep that.
It's a very high
cord.
And needs power.
And it needs a lot of power. Maybe one of your small grinders
small
you can
grinders.
Battery, but yeah, your big one definitely. You must try and keep that corded. Yeah. It's just
that's a machine. That's a machine.
No, as I said, that is the single most abused machine on
and
the,
most
in
dangerous
the
on site.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I say any tools that you if it's your first time that you've ever. It's quite intimidating.
No,
that big 2,000 watt big grinder. Do your research. Practice. Don't just go and pick it up and think you're gonna
respect the tool.
Yeah,
because if you don't, that tool will bite you.
That thing will bite you. I've seen horrific things.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've even on drills and simple things like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
A drill can snap your wrist if you're not careful.
If you've just tuned in, good morning. Who you're more than welcome. We are busy with the DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements. And our guest is Gavin from Bubuco.
Back to batteries. A very high cost initially. Worth it. Obviously, with a battery, there's a lifespan. You can get a dud battery.
Absolutely.
I mean, a battery's, so what happens?
So let me give you a quick...
Is there a lifespan on the battery?
Yes,
and
there is.
What warranties do we get?
All batteries have cycles. So if you take the old lead-acid battery, you could run that down and charge it 600, 800 times.
Mm.
If you're going with a lithium-ion battery, you can run that down and charge that up 3,000 times. So that's where it comes in with regards to the longevity of the battery.
Yes, yes.
Okay, your lithium-ion batteries, you can also run down to almost 5, 10% of its, but your old lead-based battery shouldn't go below 50.
Yeah, and a battery likes to be used.
Absolutely.
So you have old stock that's been sitting there.
Yes.
For months. Would that affect the lifespan of that battery if it hasn't been?
Yeah, so if it's got charge in it, it can sit on your shelf for a good year. Okay. And not have an issue. Mm. If it's flat, no, then you've got a problem. But as I said, all our batteries that come, they will have charge on them.
They have a certain amount of charge
on them, yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously your different batteries, I mean, in Makita you get a 1.5 milliamp hour,
3,
and I think it goes up to about 5, and if not even more. Your amp hours will define how long the battery is going to last.
Okay.
So if you're using a 1.5 amp hour battery on a cordless drill, you're going to get maybe four hours use out of it. But your 5 amps is going to run you the whole day.
Mm.
So it's all to do. And obviously, there's a cost involved as...
As you go up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's where the battery life will obviously last. But as the battery gets older, gets charged more, it starts losing cells and so forth. And then eventually, it doesn't last as well.
Okay. So, and a warranty on that. So say I buy a set and it's not lasting as long as it should do. It's brand new.
So obviously we take it to supplier. They will run their tests. It's a very difficult thing to see how a battery has been abused because, you know, he could be running it up and draining it three times
in
a day.
Can they leave it charging overnight? Can you overcharge?
The smart chargers, you can. Mm. Okay, it actually puts them at, and they've also got cooling fans. And
I think they normally come with each manufacturer has its own charging.
Yes, yes, yeah, they do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So as I said, the battery side, it's the supplier would be able to give us a proper analysis if there's a problem with the battery.
What's that waiting period? Because as a
Absolutely. Because an O'Toole on site slows the work down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we, with our suppliers, they normally come to us once a week. So one week it would be to take the tool away, and then the following week or maybe the week after, depends how busy their workshop is, because obviously they're doing it for all their retail outlets.
Yes.
Depends how busy the workshop is. So it can take up to 3 weeks. So.
Wow, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a long time without
without a tool. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's when you may need to hire in the interim or something like that.
Or do something just to break it. Okay. And let's go to speciality tools. I like my special tools. You get your flip-over saws.
Yeah.
You know, where there's one tool does two jobs, you know, where you
can Yes, you can use it as a chop saw and as a ripping saw.
Yeah,
yes. Then you got the tools that now run in the rails.
The rails, that's
a beautiful thing that
rip saw,
that's your plunge saw, so you can, if you want to cut a door down, you can do it perfectly. You want to cut white melanin.
I use it a lot for the carpentry.
No, that's it. You know, obviously you cut on the one side, you get a clean edge and so forth.
Yeah.
I don't know, what other tools?
Festool, I mean, that has always been the...
Yes.
You know,
they've even got their router that can run on that rail to give you decent grooving if you're looking
their
for design.
Their vacuum saws.
But it's costly. I mean, nowadays the Festools range actually comes out of Bluetooth, and they service your machine connecting through Bluetooth, how many hours it's worked, and so forth. So, as I said, the technologies are ridiculous. But
Makita's is trying to get up there on their range.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The rail, Makita rail, and I think their flip-over saw is also very decent.
Yeah, no, Makita you can't go wrong with. Mm. I mean, it's Japanese. It's been around since, I think, 1915.
I never had hassles with them.
I think they used to supply motors originally.
Yes, yes.
To the car industries and so forth. So, no, they've been around for a long time and they know their stuff.
So you as a manager, price-wise, I do a bit of shopping around. Can we talk if I can?
Absolutely, of course, yeah.
Got room to maneuver?
There is room to maneuver on price. It also depends on what deals we've put through. We are going quite big into our power tool. Our power tool range has increased over the last 18 months. So we're having better buying power, so we're getting better pricing in.
Okay. Yeah.
So no, that's definitely, it's something that we are focusing on. And as I said, definitely the cordless range, the battery operated, because as I said, I think that's where we're going to go.
Yeah.
Given our current load shedding.
Well, I mean,
situation.
Load shedding straight after the World Cup. Thank you. In fact, the next day.
How did that come about?
Yeah, I tell you. Tools again, generators. I mean,
generators. I mean, we're obviously bringing inverters, all sorts of things.
I've noticed in the shop, I've seen a lot of inverters and batteries.
We just got to jump on the bandwagon. Mm. People need power. It's,
And maintenance on the generator. I mean, a lot of people buy it and they think it's just going to run forever.
No,
they've got to realize it's a motor.
It's a motor, same as a car.
It's an engine.
You have to service them over a certain amount of hours.
But why did it stop? Oh, maybe there's no oil.
I've come across some interesting generator issues.
Or they put diesel instead of petrol.
The first thing is you've got to read the instructions, because when you buy a generator, it doesn't come with oil. It doesn't come with any fuel in it. Yeah, I just think they can put fuel in it and off you go. It needs some oil to, loosen up all the joints.
Yeah. So, maintenance is key. And let's go to using the purpose of a tool.
Okay. So let's look at the average hanging a door. So before power tools, it was all done with chisel, a hammer.
Painful procedure.
And a drill to drill your lock block. And then you would chisel
planing
it out. planing it down by hand. Yes. So now what do? We obviously, you hang a door, you use a planer to get it down to your size.
A tool, a very nice tool.
You can use a router to route out your hinge blocks.
Yeah.
That saves you so much time as opposed to with a chisel.
And you get a better finish too.
Huh?
Yeah.
And then now obviously the obviously drilling out your lock block and then obviously also routing out for your hinge extension, the plates.
Yeah.
So yes, you can hang a door now in half the time you used to in the old conventional way.
Unfortunately, there are also cowboys who use the tools and it's terrible. Yeah. So again, know how to use the tools.
You don't get bad tools, you get bad users.
Yeah, exactly.
Time has run out for us. Is there anything else you want to share about tools?
I think Gavin can just wrap up must come visit him in the shop.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Come down to us and we have a range of power tools to service all your needs and applications. And yeah, we can definitely talk
about. And if they don't have it, he can source.
Yeah, I know we have a supplier base of note who can supply us.
You might not have the whole range of all the drills
It's impossible to keep them all.
Don't look at what you have in the shop and think, oh, I actually need that impact drill, not the one.
No, there will always be something that we will have to finish the job. If not, if you're looking for something specific, then we'll get that in from the supplier.
Right. So, and Sean, you want to give out your details?
Yeah, Anderson Improvements is 083-316-5752.
Well, thank you, Sean, and thank you, Gavin.
Thank you very much, Duke, for coming in
and sharing your knowledge and expertise with us.
Ciao for now.
Bye-bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive. Sunnydale.